During the times of yore, young men were sent to achieve the impossible, slaying a dragon. Among all the creatures of that time, the dragon was the most amazing. It wasn't every boy's dream to defeat the challenge of the Western Beast. Most men never returned, as a matter of fact. One boy in particular wanted to fight the fire-breathing monster. His name was Daniel. But as any boy, he grew up on a fief, owned by the Lord until he was older, when he would be ready to encounter the Lord himself. Daniel walked up the mountain until he came to a cave. Scattered around the cave was ash, and Daniel was shaking harder than he ever did. As the messenger ran off to tell the city, Daniel became famous overnight. Later that week, Daniel was knighted. Sir Daniel became such a well-known name that we have this book today. But in the end, the last words are, "Long live Sir Daniel." During the times of yore, young men were sent to achieve the impossible, slaying a dragon. Among all the creatures of that time, the dragon was the most amazing. It wasn't every boy's dream to defeat the challenge of the Western Beast. Most men never return, as a matter of fact. One boy in particular wanted to fight the fire-breathing monster. His name was Daniel. If Daniel was the one to defeat the dragon, then he needed to start somewhere, right? But as any boy, he grew up on a fief owned by the Lord until he was older, when he would be ready to encounter the Lord himself. Daniel walked up the mountain until he came to a cave. Scattered around the cave was ash. Daniel was shaking harder than he ever did. As the messenger ran off to tell the city, Daniel became famous overnight. Later that week, Daniel was knighted. Sir Daniel became such a well-known name that we have this book today. But in the end, the last words are, "Long live Sir Daniel." During the times of yore, young men were sent to achieve the impossible, slaying a dragon. Among all the creatures of that time, the dragon was the most amazing. It wasn't every boy's dream to defeat the challenge of the Western Beast. Most men never returned, as a matter of fact. One boy in particular wanted to fight the fire-breathing monster. His name was Daniel. If Daniel was the one to defeat the dragon, then he needed to start somewhere, right? But as any boy, he grew up on a fief owned by the Lord until he was older, when he would be ready to encounter the Lord himself. Daniel walked up the mountain until he came to a cave. Scattered around the cave was ash. Daniel was shaking harder than he ever did. As the messenger ran off to tell the city, Daniel became famous overnight. Later that week, Daniel was knighted. Sir Daniel became such a well-known name that we have this book today. But in the end, the last words are, "Long live Sir Daniel."